Hey, girl.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to From the Hip. This is a special edition. Today, we're just going to talk about TV. Most importantly, The Real Housewives of Dallas premiered last night, and somebody, I'm not going to tell you who, has a lot to say about it. I got my yayas out because I already wrote about it.
All right. Well, this is Tawnell here, the co-host, and oh, wow. Where do I start?
Everywhere.
Where do I, you know, no, I start, did a live tweet. I did a live tweet of the show, and Lord, I don't even want to commit to doing this next week because I don't know if I'm going to stick with the show. But
you can
follow us on Twitter at Still From The Hip. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Dawn covers TV, so maybe she's seen more than me. I don't know. But I watched the premiere. And I have to say, halfway through, Bravo TV people, you cannot build a show around farts, giggling, and more talk of farts, and some kid boo-booing that looked like he was about 6 years old. I don't know how old the kid is. But he looked too old to be.
One is six and one is four.
Was that the six-year-old that had the mishap?
I think perhaps.
Okay, maybe we need to talk about some parenting then.
Well, maybe.
Okay, well.
They also have a show about mothers.
Oh, God.
It's Bravo.
I know, but where do I start? It was so. I felt like I was watching college Girls of Dallas. I mean, it was that bad.
Well, they did say in a prior interview that they felt like they had joined a sorority. They had met all the other housewives.
They should stay away from each other in the future. Never go near each other. Y'all are not good for each other. I would be embarrassed. And I feel like they might owe every woman in Dallas an apology today.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I'm not looking for an apology. My mama called me from Ohio and wanted to know what was going on in Dallas. And I had to say, Mom, forgive me, but you need to turn that channel right now.
But you know
that
what?
Is not reflective of this community.
I think part of the problem is in TV,
yes,
especially with these shows, they have to spend the entire first show introducing the world and introduce that they have these people in, and then introducing each character. You notice I said character, and then introducing each character. So they were trying to drive home the point that Brandy and Stephanie are silly and childlike.
They did.
They were trying to drive home the point that Leanne has blinders on and is just focused on propelling herself forward.
She was my favorite one.
Right. I think they were trying to show us that Carrie is a working mother who has a lot to say about boobs.
These are boring women. They are boring people. I feel like my life is a lot more exciting than I even realize now.
Well, here's the thing, Here's the thing. Nobody wants to put a camera in my middle-class household and watch me decide who's going to take out the trash on Tuesday morning.
They should have had them take a trip to Pleasant Grove or someplace. Cross the Trinity.
Okay.
I mean, it was bad.
Speaking of that, I found a web series. It didn't last very long, but I found a web series called Real Housewives of Oak Cliff.
Really?
Yes. I'll send you the link.
See, that could have all kind of mixes there of different types of people. Mm-hmm. It's a melting pot over there.
Yeah. These are different types of people in temperament, but not any other way different.
Really? Is it like a TV? Who put it on? Was it just a home thing or was it?
It looked like someone just decided to do their takeoff.
After what we had to sit through on Monday night at 9 o'clock on Bravo,
she did an ad for them.
Yeah, and you know what? And then I thought to myself, because I watched it last night because I wanted to give a fair critique. I met a couple of the ladies.
Yeah.
They seemed like nice women. Uh-huh. I wanted to like their show. Yeah. I wanted to.
Well,
but my God, it was just so high school. It was,
but
I don't think it was healthy for young women to watch it.
Have you watched any of the other ones?
Of this show?
No.
I've seen some of the Atlanta one.
Have you? Okay.
And I like that one.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. Atlanta.
But they said this was the worst one. That's what Twitterverse was saying.
Atlanta, though, is the one most likely to need bail money. Because they actually have physical altercations.
Well, bring it on, baby. Thank you. Thank you. You got to give me some.
See,
I can't watch some lady try to program a freaking garage
but
door
you,
opener.
But you can't be mad about.
Oh, it's horrible. Give me a five.
Wait a
give
minute.
Me something.
There are two different things here playing. No, people
horrible.
On one hand are upset that, oh, these women aren't representative of me. They're not representative of Dallas. But on the other hand, you want ratchetness. Which one do you want?
We don't want ratchetness. It's just that everybody can't have a show. I don't think I can have a show. My life, well, now I'm kind of second thinking that. Maybe
you
I can
will.
Have a show.
I've always
but
thought you could have a show.
I just don't think my life is exciting enough. And you need to know your boundaries. And you need to know, is your life really exciting? I even looked at possibly doing the wife swap, husband swap, that swap show. Right,
you looked at doing it or watching it.
No, I actually went online and said, "What can I? Maybe I should try to do this. It looks like fun." They was gonna be in the area or something.
Was he gonna be for that?
Well, my husband said we're too boring. That you know, it won't be good TV, and he's probably right because normal life.
But if they put you with the right man, say a doormat.
Oh. Yeah,
right.
It could be good.
I watch that all day, every day.
I could
every day.
It could be exposed. But anyway, so I just think that are women too shallow?
Yes.
To draw the kind of audience. I mean, I just
I
don't think that they're going to draw people. I think people are going to drop off.
It's not the women who are shallow.
Yeah.
Because I met them. I met them.
Maybe it's how they kind of.
I think it's the. I think it's the editing.
Mm-hmm.
The catty moments that showed up now on Watch What Happens Live after the premiere, Brandi Redman was a guest on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen to talk about
it. So I couldn't watch that.
Well,
so
Brandi might have shot off a cannon to help us start season two off with a big bang. I don't know that there's going to be a season two, but I'm pretty sure because there's too much money and time invested in this. But I'm mad at Andy Cohen because he stole all of my catchphrases. He called it South by South mess, which, you know, I was saving that in my back pocket.
Oh, wow.
Okay. He called it Tex-Mex. I was saving that one, too.
Oh, God, our beloved state.
You know, he called, and then they had something called the shady boot moment of the night. And that was it's getting a little Plano in here. Plano is up in arms.
Oh,
one person demanded an apology.
There's a shirt. that got created.
But you know people say that.
I know, but it says, the shirt says, it's getting a little Plano in here with this Jesus juice. Let's talk about the Jesus juice.
You
Where
know
did
how
these people come from? That's a Michael Jackson reference.
You know how I've talked about that. I think she doesn't know about the Michael Jackson reference because she could care less about him. But she is, you know, when she called it Jesus juice, I understood because I've heard other people call it that before Michael called it that because Jesus, her explanation worked pretty well. Jesus did turn water into wine. My sister said, and she doesn't listen to the show, even though I ask her to, so I can say this. Mm-hmm. My sister says that Jesus was the first bootlegger. I'm just saying.
Maybe we need to get you a reality show and your family.
Listen, I say all the time when I go down there to visit that if I had a camera and just set it up somewhere and then sent it to somebody, that we will have a show in a hot minute. My cousin Lee alone, she wouldn't even need anybody to play off of. She could just sit in whole court.
Just let her. Man, that's funny.
Just let her talk about whatever. But my sister had said that for years. And so when Brandi said that, I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty Southern of her.
I thought of Michael Jackson on trial when
right,
she said that.
Right.
And you know what?
I thought of that too.
And Don, you are the TV expert here. She's the TV writer.
I like
cover
to say
education.
That.
But you know what? I watch a lot of reality TV, and you got to hold your audience.
Yeah.
And some people's lives are not meant to be on display.
But
these women. I almost feel bad for them. Give them something to do.
Did you see? You may feel that way, but it was trending on Twitter.
Yeah, because we were all bashing it.
And a lot of people were celebrating it, people who knew them.
I didn't see those tweets. They weren't tweeting hashtag RHOD
but
like me.
Listen, they didn't get the memo. But here's the thing is that when I talked to Carrie, she said, and she said it repeatedly, you're going to love watch us or hate watch us, but you're going to watch us. And people are watching to see how far down the rabbit hole is going.
Nah, I don't. think I'm going to be able to do another episode.
And I got to watch it.
I know. It's part of what you do. You write about TV. But for
I'm
going to
watch
I would have to literally tape it and watch it after my family goes to bed.
But you know what?
Because my husband says you are never to ever show that in this house because it was just that bad.
It's really not safe for work. But did you see the promos for episode 2?
I didn't. Well, was that episode 2? Or sometimes they'll take you and they'll show you clips for the whole season.
They were showing
now, if I'm assured of a fight, I might watch it. But I can't get a fight.
It's going to be the I'm not going to give it away because I can't.
I know you can't give it away. And
I can tell you, watch it.
Okay. Because, I got to see something. They don't have a storyline. You got to give me a fight. If you don't have a life, give me a fight. It's either one or the other.
Wait a minute. That should be the T-shirt. But look. That should be the T-shirt.
We need to make some of those up.
I mean, it's fun to hate watch it, and a lot of people are doing that because my issue is with the people who are outright saying this isn't representative of Dallas. How do you know?
There were some real angry folks,
right?
Some people are mad.
There are some really angry people in this newsroom. But my thing is, how do you know? When is the last time you've been out of your four walls?
You know the reason where the anger comes from, and I am not a native Texan. I'm from Ohio.
Yeah.
And I know you're not native.
Well,
they have a chip on their shoulder. But I think what it is people already, I know when my family comes from Ohio, they're like, where are the horses, the cowboys?
There are none.
Where are the oil derricks?
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all, this is Dallas. Let me take you to Fort Worth. That's as far west we're going to get. And I'll take you to Stockyards. And then you can see a cowboy.
You could take them to East
Texas. And some bull wrestling or something. But,
But
see, when they come to Dallas, they expect cause it's Texas. And Dallasites have been living with this stigma of big hair, boots, and dumb blondes.
And Dallas is cosmopolitan.
And then we see this last night.
But you know what?
Oh, thank you very much,
Dallas Housewife. I've noticed that the hair is not big, but it's extra long.
I don't know what to think of these women. I don't know what to think. I mean, everything for my husband gives me a list of chores.
Yeah.
I got to program the garage opener. I just think they're picking fun out. I'm not saying they're dumb women, but maybe the show is trying to portray them like they're airheads.
Let me get real deep. I'm going to get a little deep here.
I feel sorry for these women.
When I was watching Watch What Happens Live, I had this. You see, I'm sitting up in my seat because I got a little upset because they also had Shep Rose from Southern Charm, which is another Bravo reality series surrounding a group of people in Charleston. Bravo, because I guess is run by somebody in New York or whatever, seems to be fetishizing the South. And what they're doing is the wrong people are telling these stories.
There you go.
And that's what's getting next to me, because I'm from Georgia and I'm proud. I'm sorry, Georgia. And I'm proud.
Oh,
I'm
going to hear that
soon. I'm a proud Georgia peach. I am. I rep.
So you think they're stigmatizing the South?
I think they're stigmatizing the South. It's a way almost for them to play up the more extravagant aspects of what they see as Southern society.
Right.
And all these charity balls and these lavish things, these are things that happen once a year or once every couple of years. But because we've got this microcosm now of the Real Housewives of Dallas, it seems like that's all these women do.
I know. And that's a good point. These women, their lives might be totally different
When Carrie came here the other day, she was dressed for surgery. She was going to rebuild somebody's breast who had a double mastectomy. You know, this is...
Maybe they should have played... It just felt short.
It felt a little contrived because I was upset.
I was embarrassed for them, really.
I was upset at the editing because talking with them, they're very capable women. And then the editing.
Donna's interviewed them.
Yeah, the editing made them look otherwise. Because Carrie, I mean, you can't be a dummy and be a registered nurse, a first assistant in the operating room. And yet and still, even to the point, is she focuses.
I mean, is he just, is they he doing focus, boob surgery? He's doing all kinds of plastic surgery, right?
Yeah, all kinds of. And the thing is, and he's doing all of that, and he's with a focus on breast reconstruction after people. Survivor people who've had cancer, but what do they show us? They show us giving someone an enhancement, right. A breast enlargement.
Right.
Now, I know he had more appointments that day than that
one. You are so right about that, because their storyline should be a lot fuller, considering what they do, than what we saw.
Now, Tiffany, I don't know about her storyline, because
everybody else, the show could explode around. I don't care about them. But you're right. The nurse, what's her name?
Carrie Duber.
Carrie, and then Leanne.
And Leanne Lockett.
The one with the cop who's been married several times, so I got to...
The cop has been married several times.
Well, when she said several, I'm thinking at least three.
And she was saying that she really wanted to be married, and you know that's coming. That's gonna come up.
I think she is going to carry that show, because really, the other ones, it just...
Well, I think she's the one who wants it to succeed.
I felt like it was acting.
Well, she's an actress.
No, not her. Leanne, I was fine with Leanne. I like Leanne.
Yeah.
But it's the other ones. I just felt like... Or maybe they really like that. God bless them if they are. But maybe they're really airheadish and scatterbrained.
Well,
I program this? He poo-pooed. I can fart on a whim. I mean,
my favorite line the whole night was when she said, I'm not gonna lie, it was scatological humor, but my favorite line the whole night was that she will fart and I will dance in her farts.
Oh God. Yeah. And that might have been okay if the whole show didn't suck.
Well, the thing
I
was,
could probably take that
They
more.
Kept going back to that. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about
so
first episodes of stuff. Because I've been watching this TV thing a long time.
Yeah, you have.
Here's the thing about first episodes. Battlestar Galactica, the recent, not recent, but the update of Battlestar Galactica. That first movie, the 2-hour movie that kick-started the show, was boring. But if I had not stuck with it to go to the next show, I would have missed one of the greatest television achievements in the past 20 years. Smallville. The song for Smallville was Somebody Save Me. Ray used to always say, somebody wake me. Because he would fall asleep on every show. But then when it took off like a light. A lot of times with these first shows, especially when they have to establish a universe, and that's what Real Housewives has to do, it's going to be bad. It's going to feel bad. It's going to be boring.
I'm going to try the second one.
Okay.
I'm going to give it.
You in this
and
with
I hope
me,
my
sister.
Husband does not hear me say this. Honey, I'm sorry. I will watch when everybody goes to bed. I'll watch it when everybody goes to bed. But
did you... Okay, wait a minute.
I didn't like anything about it,
except
the houses were cute.
Here's the cannon shot.
Okay.
That Brandy just... I mean, she just blew a hole in Leanne's boat. Leanne's going to swim to shore with a shark and throw it at her. Brandy said... Somebody asked via Twitter, So Brandy... Why do you think Leanne has to be the center of attention, or do you think she's actually genuine in saying that it's just for the charities? Brandy said, I think she has to be the center of attention because she's and I quote, she's never really accomplished anything in her life. And this wasn't on set. This was for real, for real.
Well, it was at the end where they had the little... skirmish.
No. This was on Watch What Happens Live.
Okay, that's
why
my husband made me turn 10.
Right, but and this is what makes me think that definitely season 2 is coming, and definitely
they gotta get right into. I know we can't wait to season 2. I'm talking next episode.
I know.
I can't wait to season 2. I need all this stuff to happen the next episode.
And I think you'll be. I don't think you'll be satisfied with the next episode, but it will be. But no. I think it will be exponential. No, not for what you're looking for.
I'm looking for a show.
Because if you're
I mean, I ain't asking for much, you people.
No.
You got my attention. Entertain me.
If you're asking for Atlanta, Bravo's trying to pull back from that a little bit. And I don't blame
for more
them.
Than farts and giggles. That's all I need.
Because somebody on Atlanta got a bruise on her stomach because somebody else kicked her with a high heel.
Ooh, that sounds great.
See what I'm saying?
But it's not just that. I could do without all the fighting. I mean, I watch Little Women. They don't fight all the time. And all, but
she said all the time. They fight, though.
But you got to have something to build a story around.
You do.
Farts and giggling and trying to program a freaking garage opener. That's not
I think what they were trying to do was establish the characters.
The dinner parties even looked lame.
Yeah. I think they were trying to establish the characters. And
they did a horrible job at it.
They did a horrible job of entertaining you, but you do know the women.
I was not entertained. I was angry.
Right.
Because I had to sit there and listen to this.
And you know what?
High school, college
chatter. Like, whether you like it or not, you in this with me, sister. You're going to have to watch everyone.
I was thinking, my husband said, why are you doing this to us? And you know, I said, honey, because I'm going to go on the podcast and I need to be able to talk to Don about this. And I wanted to watch it. I met a couple of the women. I wanted to like the show. I wanted to.
Well, it's kind of like.
I couldn't even make myself do
like
it. I don't know if
you're going to
invite them up in here or not, right. But they might not like what I got
They'll
to say.
They'll be okay. Because
I can't lie.
Oh, okay. It'll be great because Leanne can't lie either.
Oh, it's going to be
it'll
on
be like It'll be like Clash of the Titans up in here.
Oh, yeah. But they got to bring it next one. Right. You got to bring it next one. But you don't bring it next one, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's like Underground. Remember how after the first episode, you were like, I don't know about this. But where are you now?
Well, they did have the slaves stop breathing to hip-hop music. That kind of helped. You know, that helped me get over that hurdle.
Yeah.
It got more realistic because they stopped some of those earlier antics. And I don't know if they were trying to capture the teen crowd or whatever they were doing.
They needed the youth
vote. But they did stop that. And it got a lot more serious to me. And I really do enjoy the show now. At first, it was painful. But you told me, you said,
stick with it.
And I stuck with it. And I love it now.
And okay.
Now, these girls, they're going to have to bring it. They're going to have to bring it this next show.
Look, I got another new one for you.
Okay.
Game of Silence. I handed it to you.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it.
It's so good. I'm starting a new series on GuyLive.com.
No, when does that one start?
Well, it's a sneak peek tonight at 9, okay. And then it goes to its regular time slot on Thursday night at 9.
Okay, so I'll watch it.
It's got Lorenz Tate in it.
Okay.
And I'm starting kind of a new series. I'm going to do it every once in a while where a show just grabs me so much that I just want you to watch it. Okay. You know, I just want you to give it a chance. And I'm basically calling it Set Your DVR. And Game of Silence, I'm putting it up today. I'm explaining why I want you to see it, why you need to see it.
Okay.
Who's in it, girl? Lorenz Tate is in it. And, you know,
He's good.
He's in it. Michael Raymond James, I think that's his name, is in it. He was in Once Upon a Time and True Blood, and he's a hurricane force.
Do you know what network is showing?
It's on NBC.
Okay.
NBC at 9. Tonight's a sneak peek. Thursday night is when it comes
out. So I'll watch the video you gave me.
Yeah.
What is that, 3?
Watch it at your leisure. No, that's 9 episodes I gave you.
Is it any good? They rolled out all 9 episodes?
All of them.
That's never a good sign, is it?
No, that's a pretty good sign. That means that they believe in it so much that they don't care that you see the whole thing. They want you to see the whole thing. Now, I found that. Now, I love it. Mm-hmm. New York Times also likes it. USA Today, not so much.
Oh, I can't wait to see it then with all these differing views.
Let's but it's polarizing. Kind of like I think, you know, some of the best shows are. Now, Housewives, I'm biased because I needed to be.
You spend some time with these ladies. You kind of got to know them.
I knew I was going to come in today and have to defend the fact that I'm even writing about it.
There's real anger right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm being encouraged by one of my colleagues to actually write a column.
Yeah.
There's so much outrage.
Well,
I'm tempted to do it.
Speaking of writing.
Yes.
I recap the episode.
And I have to, because it's supposed to be nice and funny.
And
so I quote
a tweet so nice, I had to retweet it twice.
Let's hear that.
Wait a minute. If I can get my darn password right on my phone, it's not recognizing my fingerprint. Okay. Jessica Huseman, I think that's her name.
Okay.
She says, this rundown of The Real Housewives of Dallas by @DawnBurks is so freaking funny that I almost want to watch it.
Wow. The good thing, Gala, this might be Dawn's writing of the show.
Just read my recap.
Read the recap. Don't watch the show, but read the recap.
No. I'm not gonna put Leanne.
I'm not gonna
put Brandy out there.
How you gonna come and steal the show?
I'm not gonna steal.
Oh, also, if you get a chance, go on our Twitter feed at Still from the hip. And look at our little parody that our Watchdog team did.
And follow us, outside too, assistants. While you're there.
And, I mean, that everybody's watching that parody. They're loving it. Yeah. I mean, at least you can be entertained by it. Unlike the show, you can be entertained by our parody. Mm-hmm. So please check that out.
You know what? I'm not even talking to you anymore about this. Because
I'm going to eat my words if this show turns out to be good. But I tell you, they got to bring it next week.
Here's the thing, though. Just like any solution, everything is diluted the more you stretch it. This
okay.
is
I got well, you really, you I really got working this
I got here. Scientific and I got scientific on you with
she
this
got
one.
Real scientific but on me. I just want to be entertained,
but
baby.
Everything is diluted. The more you stretch it out, the more diluted it becomes. Think about it. Housewives of Orange County was the first one. Mm-hmm. And then you got Orange County, Beverly Hills, New Jersey, New York, Miami, Melbourne.
Potomac, I think, are one of those
yeah,
places.
Melbourne, Potomac, yeah. And now you got Dallas. That's eight. Where are they going next? Akron?
I bet you'd be better than this. People
oh,
were on Twitter,
you know,
verse
what,
saying
Tommy,
this was the worst
I,
one.
I teed that one up for her, didn't I?
hey, people were on Twitterverse saying this was the worst one. And I said, I don't, you can't get worse than what we saw last night. You're getting worse than that. I'd rather watch Static. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
On that note, we better wrap it up, dog. Unless you had some final thoughts.
My only final thought is that, again, the first episode of anything, the only thing that's ever grabbed me by the throat and shook me with the first episode was The Vampire Diaries. And that's because somebody died.
Empire.
That's because somebody died in the first 3 seconds. I love me a show with a good beheading it right at the front. You let me know what you about. And
but,
unfortunately,
Don, I did give them a whole hour.
Unfortunately, these women cannot behead anyone.
I know. I just, like I said, I just wonder how they feel this morning. How do their parents feel? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I would.
Do
be
you
kind
know
of
how I can
regretting doing the show?
You know what? I can end this right now. You know how they feel?
How?
Paid.
Do they get paid? Do we know how much and all that stuff?
They're cast members.
Well, that's true. But some of these cast members still seem like they're poor. Some of these shows.
Well, you know, there's rich poor, and then there's poor poor.
Well, I don't know if money is your issue other than
that's a different kind of poor. You know, there's Shaq.
It might not have been a good idea to do this.
Look,
the show.
There's Shaq rich, mm-hmm. and then there's Emmett Smith rich.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't think it made them look. I don't think it flattered them at all.
Yeah.
I don't think it flattered them at all. And
I don't think
it needs to get better. Every time I think of them, I'm going to think of farts, poop,
yeah.
and silly giggles
I will
and no
say,
wife.
I do not think that any of these shows are designed to flatter anyone. If they were designed to flatter, we wouldn't even give it the first look.
Yeah, but I just have such a negative view now.
I don't think you would have given it the first hour if it was designed to flatter, because flattery is boring.
Nothing
even
more boring than last night.
Yes. Flattery is boring.
There's a way to make a show. I watch a lot of reality TV.
I try not to.
I do. And I know a good reality show and it can hold me. I mean, I swear, I like Moonshiners. I love the show Moonshiners.
I can't.
Oh my God, that show is hot.
I
love Moonshiners. I love Little Women. There's shows that can hold you. They know how to make a show. What we saw last night, either these ladies' lives are so dull and boring, they can't get excitement out of it, or either they did a bad job piecing it together.
Or maybe they just need to go to Pleasant Grove.
Come to my house. Pay me.
That's what I'm saying. they need to go to Pleasant Grove, or maybe
they need to send them south of the Trinity. Maybe that'll jazz.
Maybe
them up.
Instead of somebody from New York coming down here and figuring out who they want to feature,
right.
Maybe they should have pulled somebody aside in mm-hmm. Dallas who knows the ins and outs and said, "Hey, what do you think?" And then maybe we would have gotten that spitfire that we needed to inject the energy into this cast.
I bet you there's some anti-Dallas Housewives of Dallas.
This is why all these people talking about where's the diversity, honey. Well, no black women finna get up in that.
Yeah, and then I think it was you that explained it to me too. As far as
Pat Smith has her own show,
they obviously they didn't want to try to, like you said, they didn't want to try to piece put people together, that would have really been awkward. They wanted to get people that know each other
that already knew of
and
each other.
And obviously, they don't know any people of color, but that's okay.
No. They know one. Look at my recap on the website.
Okay.
They know at least
I'm
one.
I'm looking at your recap as soon as I get out of here.
Mm-hmm, at least one. And everybody else, y'all need to look at it too. You know you won't.
That's the only thing holding me right now. Is your recap.
All I know is it was the tweet so nice, I had to retweet it twice.
Thank God we're getting something out of this. All right, girlie. I'll holler at you.
All right, girl. Bye.